This week there was, as to be expected, some discussion regarding the very interesting minhag of Nitzelnacht. And obviously, if you want a more critical perspective, so you look in some Litvisha sources. If you want a more positive perspective, you look in some Hasidish sources. So Sefer Nitzei Gavriel, written by a Hasidish Talmud Chacham, has an entire chapter on the minhag, origins, nature of the minhag. Look in the essay written by, that you can find on the Herhurim Blogspot website. Chaver of mine from Yeshiva, Rabbi Gil student, Big Talmud Chacham, has a blog devoted to matters of Jewish interest. He has an interesting essay on it from a more, perhaps call it a non-Hasidic perspective. So, for example, the Nitzei Gavriel himself cites the Chazon Ish, who said what is perhaps the more rational, historical perspective of the basis of the minhag, that it simply evolved because of fear of the Christians over the course of many, many centuries in medieval Europe. So this was a night when the priests would incite their parishioners to commit acts of violence against Jews, and it was a sakonas nefashos to venture out to the Batei Medrash and to learn. And if you stayed home in those days, most people didn't have svarim of their own, so it ended up being a night where there was not much limud Torah. So the Chazon Ish said, okay, that's the medieval Europe concerns of sakana, but nowadays there's no such concern, there's no such reason to observe the minhag. That's what Nitzei Gavriel cites from the Chazon Ish, and he writes the Chazon Ish would be upset at those who would persist in observing that minhag because there's no basis for it other than sakana. There's no sakana today. That would also explain why there's no such minhag amongst the Sephardic communities, because they, for centuries, were living in Muslim countries, not in Christian countries. So the issue never evolved for them. That's perhaps the most popular, most practical, if you want to call it that, explanation for the minhag. But I came across a fascinating discussion in the Chasam Sofer about this practice. Chasam Sofer, obviously one of the great Gedolei Hador, one of the greatest poskim of the Achronim. So in the Igros Sofrim, which Rav Gavriel Zinner himself refers to, Igros Sofrim in the Michtav Chasam Sofer, Michtav Beis. It's also found in a later published volume of the Chasam Sofer's Tshuvas and Kobetz Tshuvas Siman Lamed Aleph. The Chasam Sofer has the following fascinating discussion. He writes, he was asked about what is this minhag of an Isser Talmud Torah Belel Chagam. And the Chasam Sofer writes, I have not heard a satisfying explanation for the minhag. He says, even the explanation I heard from Adoni Mori Barabi, his Rebbe of Nassan Adler, Lo Nehira, I don't like that explanation either. Says Chasam Sofer, granted, Rav Nassan Adler's explanation for the minhag, one might find support for that explanation from the fact that the minhag ha'olam on Leil Nitzel is not just to prohibit learning, but he says, minhag ha'olam she'osrim gam tashmish v'sogrim shari hatzvila. Chasam Sofer refers to the practice that they would on Leil Nitzel close the mikvahos so women could not go to the mikvah, and forbid married couples from engaging in intimacy. So not just a minhag of not learning, but the Chasam Sofer refers to a minhag olam of an isra of tashmish shamita. So the Chasam Sofer says, but that minhag gives added support to the explanation given by my Rebbe of Nassan Adler as to how the minhag evolved. Now he doesn't explain what the explanation was, and how is that minhag a support to the pshat given by his Rebbe of Nassan Adler. So Nitzei Gavriel gives you a little added background. He says what the Chasam Sofer is presumably referring to in the name of his Rebbe Nassan Adler is that some suggest that the basis for the minhag not to learn Torah on Leil Nitzel is much like you find an issue of Talmud Torah when one is in Avelus during Shiva. So that night also, the minhag evolved mitam Avelus to prohibit or to refrain from Limud HaTorah. Why is one engaged in avelus practices on Leil Nittel, if that's the explanation given for this minog, to prohibit Talmud Torah? So he quotes, Nitzan Gavriel quotes, because we're in avelus for the fact that this is the night which they claim is the night on which Oso HaIsh was born. So just like there is avelus on Tisha B'Av, because we're mourning the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so too on the day when we assume, or they assume, that Oso HaIsh was born, the individual who, because of him, so many millions of Jews over the course of centuries and centuries have been persecuted, tortured, massacred, murdered. It's cause for avelus that this is a night which Klal Yisrael deserves to be noeg avelus. Hence the minog, not to learn, like one is in avelus. Oh, and that's what Chassam Sofer means. That the fact that the minog also includes Isser, Tashma, Shemitah, gives added credence to that explanation that the minog is all based on avelus. Nonetheless, good, right? Saying, if it's all based on that, so then I should be able to learn Meirkata and Hilchas Avelus, Nevuos of the Churban and Yirmiyah, and Echanami, that's one good kasha. And the Chassam Sofer himself says, he rejects that also. He says, L'daiti minog shtus hu, referring to the prohibition of clothes in the mikvos, Isser Tashma Shemita. He says, Yesh limchos bi'aranogim kein, one should object that to that expansion of the minog. Because if this is based on avelus, he says, then why is it that the minog distinguishes between the first half of the night and after midnight? Apparently, in some circles at least, the minog is to prohibit learning Torah the first half of the night, but not after midnight. Says Chassam Sofer, if it's a avelus-based practice, then what kind of reason is there to distinguish between the first half of the night and the second half of the night? So the Chassam Sofer then offers his own fascinating beer from the minog. He says, Aval hanirali, efshir nahagu kadmonenu kein. Maybe the basis for this minog is the following. Shalolitein makom lebaldin lachlok v'lasatan lekatreg. We don't want to expose ourselves to accusations from the satan. What kind of accusations? Listen to this. Bihiyos ba'osa halayla, because on that night, December 24th, December 25th. Kol ha'amim, the entire Christian world. Noadim bebeis Eloheihem, they go to church. Mechatzos ve'elach kiyadua, for their midnight mass, as everyone knows. Ve'am Hashem, and we Klal Yisrael, what are we doing at midnight? On an average night at midnight, yesheinim al mitoseihem, we're shluffing. He says, even those who are lom de Torah, rubam kekulam, says Chassam Sofer, yeah, they're awake, learning late into the night, but they go to bed. Chatzos and on. So the concern is, he says, doesn't look good. Here you have the Goyim running to their religious services at midnight, and Rov Avam Yisrael is sleeping. Now, having read this, I think it was just this morning, driving in the car, radio was on, they interviewed, I think it was the cardinal of the St. Patrick's Cathedral, in describing the significance that he understands there to be as to why they go out to midnight mass. And although I don't want to start darshaning their beliefs in the Beis Knesset, certainly not, but he said, we're trying to show that we're so excited to go to the religious service that we can't sleep. So Chassam Sofer is saying, mamash that point. He's saying, here they are showing how excited they are to go worship in their base of Avodah Zarah, and here we are, Klal Yisrael, on the average night, sleeping. How does that look? He argues that they're rushing to do their Avodah Zarah, and we're sleeping. So what's the alternative, he says? He says the Gedolei Yisrael did not want to therefore say, okay, all Jews wake up at midnight and go to the base Medrash. Why? Because it looks like we're just copying them. That doesn't look too good either. He says the same way, poskim say Erev Rosh Hashanah. Shulchan Aruch says to fast Erev Rosh Hashanah. But we don't make it look like it's a chukos ha'akum practice. So eat something before Alos HaShachar, so you're not fasting the entire day. So too he says, the G'dolei Torah didn't want to be gozer. Okay, everyone get up at midnight and go to the Beis Medrash. We're not copying them. So what do they do? So he says, therefore, their Bahaskel, with their intelligence, they decided that instead of learning the first half of the night, take your nap now and wake up to learn at Chatzos. He says, by simply saying, don't learn before Chatzos, Memela, he says, every time a Chacham who can't learn before Chatzos is going to wake up after Chatzos to learn. He says, and Mikol Shekhen, he says, all the more so, amazing how he presents this, all the more so, he says, the people who are involved all day in business, who are Koveitim at night, so if that night they can't learn because of the Minog, so of course they're going to get up after Chatzos to learn. How can I miss my nightly Kviyasitim HaTorah? Now, this is the Bali Batim, it says. If you tell the Bali Batim, you can't learn tonight. Well, I have to learn. I've been working all day. Of course, they'll take a nap early and wake up past Chatzos, he says. Says, Memeli says, it'll come out that you'll have Kama V'Kama Oskim Avodas Hashem. And that way, we're not going to be looked at critically when the Satan tries to hurl accusations at us that, oh, they're going through the base of Avodas Chatzos, and what are we doing? We'll be learning too, he says. He says, Tam Zel Hogun Ve'enai. He says, this is an appropriate pshat in my mind, says the Chasam Sofer. So he says, therefore he writes, he says, Yesh ligar b'hakovim moshav leitzim smechim le'ed. If that's the pshat, he says, then you can't sit around the first half of the night and just have a party and celebrate and joke around. He says, the whole purpose of this, he writes, is sleep now and learn the second half of the night. So that way we're not going to be any worse off, so to speak, than the Umas HaOlam and their vigor and excitement and zeal to engage in their Avodah Zarah will also be just as awake and eager to learn Lahavdil Torah the second half of the night. That's how he writes is the best explanation for this minhag. Okay, so at least the L'chol Pachas now, you have a more of a rational perspective of it. It's not meant to be Mevatel Torah. It's meant to just reschedule. Instead of sleeping the second half of the night and learning the first half of the night, move it around. Sleep the first half of the night and wake up at Chatzos and learn the second half of the night. Not sure how popular that practice is, though, but that's the Chasam Sofer's pshat in this minhag.